is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The temperature is white hot on the final weekend of the race for the White House. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is with Kamala Harris in Wisconsin.
On the tarmac at the Dane County Airport, Vice President Harris accused her opponent of taking his language to new extremes.
He has increased his violent rhetoric and in great detail, suggested rifles should be trained on former Representative Liz Cheney.
She was referring to this moment in Glendale, Arizona, in which Trump took aim at Republican Liz Cheney.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
In Waukesha, Wisconsin, this voter says Donald Trump's words do matter.
I believe that when people speak like this, they ought to be put into a parochial school and be punished for it like a 15-year-old would be.
Arizona's attorney general says she's looking into whether Trump's comments may have broken the law there. Liz Cheney tells the New Yorker Radio Hour she hopes fellow Republican and former President George W. Bush will break his long silence and endorse Harris. Donald Trump has long been a critic of Bush's presidency. Cheney's father was Bush's vice president. Bush's daughter Barbara has campaigned for Harris. George W. Bush has kept a pledge to stay silent on political issues since leaving office. His father endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2016. Georgia's role in the 2020 outcome has elections officials concerned about what's ahead. Chatham County Police Chief Jeff Hadley says he's beefed up security in and near Savannah.
The current climate in America and the divisiveness that can exist around the current election. So we just wanted to make sure that we were providing a safe atmosphere around all the polling locations to the extent that we can so people felt comfortable.
Rescue workers continue to look for survivors after the rain and flooding that's killed at least 200 people in Spain's Valencia region. The BBC's Bethany Bell is there.
Volunteers are out in force, battling the mud with brooms and spades. Others are helping at food distribution centers, handing out water and milk. Many people here are worried for their family and friends. One local mayor warned that many of the upturned vehicles on the streets could have people trapped inside them.
She moved here from Ecuador. She only started running 3 years ago. Tomorrow, Patty Ortega runs her first New York marathon.
This is my first New York City marathon, which I'm really scared and nervous about. I just ran Chicago a few weeks ago. I survived, and I'm ready to do New York City now.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Badgers take on Iowa. I'm Mike Clemens with sports college football. It's Wisconsin against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at Kinnick Stadium. Both teams 5-3. Kickoff a little after 6:30. NBA, the Bucks are at home against the Cavaliers tonight, trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Damian Lillard says when he was with the Trailblazers, he'd just take over games. How hard is that now?
It's hard because, I mean, my entire career, I've always been somebody who, if I can do one thing, I can take over. You know, I think I've joined a new team and the situation is different. I understand it is different, so I have to try to, you know, find a way to not just go back to what I've always done because it's probably not always necessary. So I think that's probably the most difficult part is like when things seem like it's getting out of control or the going is getting tough, you know, I'm able to put my hands on it a little bit more. And I think just not being in that role is, you know, it's a little bit more difficult.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain late tonight, a low around 48. And rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 63. Rain and thunder Sunday night, a low of 55. Showers and storms Monday, breezy 68. Currently 33 degrees.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN with Rick Johnson, 8:07 now. You got to be somewhere at 8 o'clock. You're a little bit late, but that's all right. You can still catch up. Spooky on WRJN.
In the cool of the evening.
From Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a trap.
Okay, we'll try it again. My finger got in the way last time. Here you go. Classics 4 and Spooky on WRJN.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be awake.
there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Local news, timeless hits. They're back here on WRJN. And, you know, we've got some great savings, too. All kinds of food, merchandise, and services. Here you do. Log on to WRJN.com. Take a look at all your chances to save 30%. You can get a certificate worth $40 for just $28, or, if you'd like, a $20 certificate for only $14. I mean, that's a good savings, huh? Click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com and listen for our big deal of the day. Twice a week, you can save all the way up to 50% on all kinds of food, services, and merchandise. The WRJN Big Deal. 8:16, 36 degrees with Rick Johnson at Radio Park.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto, You may know a couple of our commercials, but what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close November 5th. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Count on us on air at WRJN, on the web at WRJN.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, you know you make me wanna
shout.
Say that you love me.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Make sure you tell a friend. Coming up in about 6 more minutes, we have the first of the Capsule Countdowns, and that's going to be from 1969. Be sure and check it out.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did Mama saw? It was against the law. Cool, Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we is all on the coroner's wing. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Latin marbles down by the schoolyard. Local news, timeless hits, and be sure, make sure you tell a friend because they're going to want to know about it too. It is 8:30. It's time for the WRJN Capsule Countdown. We do two of those. Saturday mornings only is when you'll hear them. And it's at 8:30 and 9:30, unless we're preempted by a game, then we push them back 2 hours. But this time around, 8:30, we're talking about 1969. And some of the things that were going on around us, the television series Sesame Street. That's right. That came to your screens. It premiered on National Educational Television. Remember NET? And became the most famous preschool television series of all time. I got to say, 69, I was in high school. I don't think I saw the premiere of it, but that's what had happened. NASA, they also launched Apollo 12, Pete Conrad, Richard Gordon, and Alan Bean. The second crew mission to the moon. That's what they were doing. Also, the Soviet submarine K-19 collides with the American submarine USS Caro in the Barents Sea. That kind of created a little bit of an incident, but I think they got that all cleared up. And you say, what was on the radio? Well, if you tune the radio in, this is what you're going to hear in 1969, about November time.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
And when I die,
six.
Come together right now.
Four. Three.
Sugar, sugar.
Two.
We can't go on together with suspicious
wow. One.
The number five song on this date.
Number five song, November 16th, 1969. A group called Smith. And Baby, It's You on WRJN Capsule Countdown.
It's not the way you smile that touch my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Is it true what they say about you? They say you'll never, ever, never be true.
I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain late tonight, a low around 48. And rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 63. Rain and thunder Sunday night, a low of 55. Showers and storms Monday, breezy 68. Currently 33 degrees.
Lord above, now you're trying to trick me in love. Everything
been 97 years. That's a long, long time. But the whole time, WRJN has provided local news, and it's got the Timeless Hits tune now. No doubt about that. I'm glad that you're along. It's Rick Johnson, 848 on a Saturday morning. And you know what? Coming in at 10 o'clock, of course, is Terry Havel. And you got an appointment with him here on the radio for Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Now, it's kind of cool. I mean, if you haven't listened to him before, you're in for an ear treat. He's got stuff you haven't heard in ages. I even find out, I listen to him, you know, when I'm driving on the way back home, and he'll play a song, and I'll be like, gosh, it's coming to my mind. I remember hearing this. Wow. How did I forget this song all those years? Well, Terry's got a way of dragging those out and playing them for you and making some fantastic memories. Some songs that you've forgotten along the way and entertaining, educational. It is Rock and Roll Never Forgets. 10 o'clock this morning with Terry Havel here at WRJN.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hey, it's Michael Smirkanish. Business owners and CMOs, how do you plan on growing your business? Have you plateaued on your social media and online efforts? Why not tap into podcasts and radio? In the U.S., audio reaches more than 271 million people weekly. That's more than social media and digital combined. My friends at Radioactive Media know the recipe to launch, optimize, and scale performance by building compelling audio campaigns which work. I personally know the principles of Radioactive Media, their personal approach and knowledge of the medium, unparalleled. For advertisers who want to reach the right audience with the right hosts and programs, text the word PROFITS to 511-511. Heck, you can even buy spots on my program. If you're a mid-sized company or well-funded startup with a monthly budget as low as five figures, they can help. Text the word PROFITS to 511-511. Online, radioactivemedia.com. Text rates may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is up for grabs in Iowa City. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Jane Brown.